The sound of North Yorkshire.
And all the music you love. BBC.
Coming up tonight then, our weekly visit. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? Our roving international travel ace is somewhere else in this globe of ours. I have two clues to track him down. Now, I've got one now, one just before 11 o'clock, and the travel log comes about 11:15. Clue number one, the Solidarity Trade Union was established in the shipyard of this city in August 1980. It played a major role in bringing an end to communism in this country and helped trigger the collapse of the Eastern Bloc. The Solidarity Trade Union, established August 1980 in the shipyard of this city, and played a major role in bringing an end to communism in that country. Any early ideas? If you're a politics fan, you might know this immediately. 81333RUSS. When you drop by on the telly, text 0800 389 3333 on the phone where it's free. Where is he? Neil. Now, you had some excellent sit sounds here, and you also suggested Andy straight plump Gdansk. That's where he is, Gdansk. Pam in Louth, you'd said Warsaw, but now you're saying Gdansk. Big Gordon also shouting up with Gdansk. Gene in Acom on the teletext, 81333RUSS. Warsaw. For you, Alison in Halifax going for Gdansk, as is Phil in Hull. If your number ends in 062, you've just gone blooming Poland, right? We're all leaning in a certain direction. Robin Foster on the Wolds on the Facebook page also going for Gdansk. I'm gonna hold off for now. Maybe make a judgment. We'll wait for the second clue. It is coming up in the blink of an eye. I promise you that.
North Yorkshire.
And all the music you love. BBC.
Thank you for all the help so far as we track down our roving travel ace, Mr. Andy Mossack. Now, he's going to be here for the travel log after 11 o'clock, but we still really don't know where he is, so I need your help. Here's clue number two. This city is known as the Amber Capital of the World. This ancient rock made from tree resin can be fashioned into a golden gemstone by jewelers, has been a source of the city's wealth for centuries. The Amber Capital of the World. So is all this ringing true? Has this cemented your plump? Are you sure your initial idea now, you're double certain it's it? Feel free to let me know, because we've got to get this right. 0800 321 333. How you find me on WhatsApp? Start that message with Russ. Put us in as a contact and you'll never look back. I promise you that. 0800 321 333. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? Our weekly fix tonight. Settle down. Thank you for all of the help that you've offered me, as it's that time of the week where we clutch our passports, we pack the bags, we make sure we've got nothing over 100 mils in the hand luggage, and yet we're always caught out. We've put the extra bottle of water we've just bought into the bin because we can't drink it in the queue in time because we've dashed to the airport. Dreaming of a holiday, a getaway, like this man does nigh on every week, except he's working. Lots and lots of help from you tonight, which is always lovely to receive. Without further ado, good evening, Mr. Andy Mossack.
Oi, oi. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Oi, oi. I'm not doing too bad. How are you?
Oh, I'm loving it. Thank you very much. I'm having a ball, sir. Lovely, lovely. Nice bit of breeze, sea breeze that's flowing in my locks.
Oh, really? Oh, lovely. Yeah, I've got a vision of you like a David Hasselhoff video from the early 90s.
In slow-mo. Yeah, that's me.
We put our collective heads together, and, I mean, you did actually manage to leave the country this time.
Yes, it was a bit of an effort, I've got to say. Lack of baggage handlers, and also lack of people to push the stairs towards the plane, believe it or not. So we were waiting, just waiting for someone to just push the steps up to the plane while they were there with the door open, waiting, apparently. But yes, in the end, it all worked out.
Good. Good. Glad to hear it. Glad to hear you actually got on the plane. This is a result better than last
time. Yes, it is.
The general consensus here, the sheer majority was saying, are you currently enjoying the wonders of Gdansk?
Tak. Yes, indeed.
Wow. See, a bit of the local dialect.
Oh, yes. Spoken like a local, indeed. Yes, absolutely. Gdansk. Well done. Fantastic, yeah.
So how comes you're in Gdansk?
Well, yes, a first for me, because I've never been here before. Very excited. I bumped into the tourist board in a trade show last year, and, of course, they said to me, you know, well, what do you think of Poland? And I have been two or three times to different places in Poland, like Warsaw and Krakow, you know, and I've said, well, you know, it's damp, grey, perhaps. People are kind of got a bit of a miserable face, like a slap kipper. But, you know, and they said, well, how long ago was that? And I said, well, you know, it's got to be a few years, maybe 8 or 9 years ago. And they said, right, will you allow us to perhaps change your mind? And I said, absolutely, why not? And they said, go to Gdansk because it'll blow your socks off. And by golly, it has, sir.
Okay. So now Gdansk here, this, if you frame it in your mind, Gdansk is, this is the north coast, isn't it, of Poland?
Yeah.
Or it is the coast of Poland, isn't it? Yes. You're going to go one.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the Baltic Sea, and a great port. And it's actually called, I didn't know this actually until I got here, but they call it the Tri-City area because it's actually three cities. It's Gdansk, which is the capital, Sopot and Gdynia, which are two seaside resorts with miles of beaches, you know. So they call it the Tri-City, and Gdansk is, of course, the oldest, and it's the most famous, naturally. What a place.
So what have you been up to then? What have you been getting on with?
Well, you know, I've walked around this town. I mean, it was totally flattened during World War II. Mm. And it was like 16th and 17th century Gothic, Flemish, Renaissance and Baroque architecture everywhere. And what they did is they put it all back together painfully, stone by stone, and rebuilt it. So it's, even though it's not the original, you know, Baroque and Gothic architecture, it's been, you know, you wouldn't know the difference. It's been put back together so well. So it's absolutely amazing. You know, you've got this old town right on the, what they call it, it's the Vistula River, which goes right through Gdansk, and it's kind of sort of split up into little islands, actually, with bridges across. And so you've got this waterfront everywhere. And St. Mary's Church, for instance, it's a colossal Gothic church. And they say it's the largest brick-built church in the world. And it's, you know, the guide said to me, why don't you just try counting the bricks, you know, and you'll give up. And it was true, you know. And she got me because I did start, you know. But fabulous place. Tall, narrow tenement houses. You know, like in Dutch cities, you've got those really narrow houses, but very tall.
Mm.
You've got all of those. I just love it. I'm just wandering around these lovely cobbled streets. And they've got these lovely names, you know, like Long Street, all in Polish, of course, but they translate as Long Street, Beer Street, Soap Street for all the different market stalls that used to be down there, and even Stocking Street, you know.
Stocking Street, so, by Jove.
Look at that. Yes, indeed, yeah. So, just great, great, great stuff. And there's three fabulous museums here too. You know, there's the Amber Museum, which you talked about, Amber. 40 million years old. Not the museum, but Amber.
I was going to say that'd be one heck of a gift shop, wouldn't it, really?
It would, wouldn't it? Yeah, it would. But it's not a gemstone as such, not precious gems, but it's this tree resin, you know, which is beautiful. And it's just, considering it's 40 million years old, and it washes up, the Baltic kind of washes it up on the beach. And people are out very early in the morning trying to pick it up and collecting it. And obviously over the years, they've got some really amazing, beautiful examples of this amber. And it's, when you get it in the hands of a true sort of jewelry artisan, they come into these the most fantastic, beautiful pieces of art. And people, you know, they have amulets, and but in the museum they've got these most incredible examples of beautiful art that's been made into this amber. Fabulous. So that's great to walk around. The Emigration Museum, which is actually in Sopot, the other next door town, you know, the diaspora of Poles going around the world from the 19th century up to the present day, you know, it's quite extraordinary. From the USA, the UK, Australia, all over the world. So it's a great museum right by the shipyard there, talking about how, you know, Polish have managed to sort of get themselves right around the world. I mean, Max Factor, the famous cosmetics guy from the 50s and 60s, he was a Polish guy to start it off. I think his name was Maximilian Faktorich or something, but he ended up in the States. So that was really fascinating museum. Loved it. But my favorite one was obviously the Solidarity Museum. What a place that is. You know, I got my tingles again. You know, when I go somewhere, and I'm sure you know the same thing, when you go somewhere where history happened.
Yes, exactly,
And that shipyard is, you know, this it's just fabulous, you know, this beautiful museum they've got there now. It just chronicles the whole of that episode, that part of history, you know, when the shipyard workers went on strike in 1980 and literally changed history. It really is a special place. And walking around, you know, where all of that happened was something else, I've got to tell you. And, you know, Lech Walesa, he's still with us, and he's got an office in the shipyard still.
All these years later, how old is he?
Yeah, he's mid-80s, apparently. But he's still around, loves it, still likes to come in and meet people. I didn't meet him, sadly, because I would have loved to have done. I mean, you know, the stories he must could tell you.
Wow.
I mean, he ended up president of Poland at one time. So
he got that. I'm sure there's a Nobel. There's a Nobel Prize in there somewhere as well, isn't there?
He did. In fact, he sent his wife apparently because he didn't want to go because he didn't feel it was right, I think. So his wife picked it up on his behalf. Yeah. Yeah, so that, you know, it was just amazing to see that place. It really was.
Lots to go and see. Fascinating indeed. History, beautiful buildings, nice, friendly people, easy to read streets because everything does what it says on the tin. Let's get down to some. What about options in terms of for the tourist turning up there? All budgets catered for. What are the hotels like? Good range. What's the food like, Andy?
Well, you know, they still got the zloty. Because even though Poland's in the EU, they've kept their currency, so it's so good for the pounds. I mean, you know, to just if you want to think of something like a half a liter of beer is £2.50. You get the most you know, fantastic meal for like less than 10 quid. It really is excellent value. So, no, I think as far as budgets are concerned, it is a very budget-conscious city. Really good. And the food is also excellent. Lots of herring. I love the chanterelle mushrooms, so that's good. If you're into berries, blueberries, my favorite anyway, but I love blueberries and lingonberries and bilberries. Dumplings, and you know, it's a bit like the Chinese dumplings, the old style sort of Polish dumplings were very like very heavy, big things. But these now, they're like, you know, I mean, you get Chinese dumplings.
Yes, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah, the folded over. Light. Yeah,
that's it. And that's what they got. They've got all the different fillings in them. And they've even got a vegan cafe now. I mean, like, the veggies have come in. They're also there now.
Hipsters have turned up, Andy. This is, everything will be fine.
Plant-based pastry.
Exactly. Don't knock it till you've had it. It's awesome stuff. So you're hanging around there for, what, another few days in Gdansk?
I've been here since beginning of the week, and I'm going back tomorrow night. So really enjoying myself, and I love it. In fact, I had my favorite beer today, which I've discovered, liquid Marmite. Can you believe that?
Liquid Marmite?
I'm a liquid. I love Marmite any time of the day, anywhere. And I had this beer called Yopin beer, and it's a very old one. It takes fermentation for a year. Secret recipe. And it's black, and it tastes just like Marmite. And you have a nice chunk of cheddar with it. Fabulous.
You are.
Couldn't get better.
It's for a year, and then it's pure yeast, basically.
Yeah. You like Marmite?
I'm partial to a bit of it, but I'm not sure I could drink a pint of it, Andy.
Well, I got to tell you, this is just fabulous. I loved it. I thought, wow, this is Marmite liquidized. I couldn't believe it. So, I reckon it goes well with cheese.
Can I ask a question, though? I mean, did you manage to see a percentage on that? I mean, imagine that much yeast and reaction. Was it quite strong?
It's 10%.
10%.
10% blimey. Alcohol. Yeah.
Extraordinary. Well, don't have too many of them, Andy.
Well, I would work to myself right through the bottle. Let me tell you, it was it's amazing. Pretty good.
There's some amazing stuff.
And it's
stuff.
Very cheap. Six. What I'm going to say is, it's great weekend getaway destination. 2-hour flight. Budget airline to go there, and it's 20 minutes from the airport. So I think it's a great place to go for the weekend.
Awesome. Thank you, Andy. You take care and have another pint of that yeast for me, won't you?
I'm going to. Bring it on, sir. Thank you. I'll have it now.
There he goes, Andy Mossack. And we'll see him again soon, no doubt. Extraordinary stuff. Gdansk, good for a weekend, maybe a little longer. I think I'll go. BBC.